I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
We're talking Tekken on 870, The Flyway.
We're in the blind now, loading our guns and scanning the sky for the first block of dust to appear.
As far as the 27-year-old, I didn't even own a pair of hit boots. All waiter.
There's a flock now. Looks like about 25 balance.
What kind of gun did you use?
Freaking 12-gauge, what do you think?
You're listening to 870 The Flyway, your duck and goose hunting podcast.
Memberships in the Canvasback Duck Club.
Canvasback? When I was a fighter, that's what they called me. I was on the canvas so much, I used to stand like that. Not for long.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Ordinarily, we're going to open up on ducks that are all of a half mile away.
Do you have any idea when the last time somebody won the world with a wooden duck hole?
We're hovering over the decoys. Okay, let him have it.
Did you shoot any?
Yes, like 50 of them.
Three ducks hit the water with a resounding splash.
On 870, The Flyway.
Hey, have you got your federal duck stamp yet? Well, if you're an adult and you're going to hunt waterfowl in America this season, you better have one on your hip and with your signature across the face of it. While you're out there buying your duck stamp, get two and put one away, by the way, because it's the best investment we can make as waterfowl hunters in the future of our sport. Rich Hout from the National Duck Stamp Collectors Society, immediate past president, who's going to fill us in on an event at Drake University in Des Moines, Iowa. That's happening in the middle of September. The selection of the 91st duck stamp. You can be there whenever it happens. You can talk to the artist and also take part in the ceremonies to honor some pioneers in the duck stamp program. So stay tuned for Rich Houck on today's 870 The Flyway podcast. And now here's Rich Houck. Welcome, Rich. Tell us a little bit about your background.
I grew up on Horseshoe Lake near Granite City. I've hunted there. This will be my 69th year of duck hunting in the same place, same lake. And
wow, 69 years, did you say?
69 years. Yeah, my dad had me in the duck blind when I was 5 years old. And I didn't really kill my first duck till I was eight, but that was in 1958. And so I'm kind of dating myself there, but that's okay. I still enjoy it. I got out there this morning and we were doing some mowing and kind of getting prepped for teal season, which is coming up here in a not too distant future.
Oh, 69 seasons. Well, I've got to ask you, what do you shoot generally? What's your pet shotgun?
I shoot an Browning A5.
Uh-huh.
I was kind of brought up on a Sweet 16 and of course, graduated to the 12 gauge, and I've been shooting that my whole life. And I've tried other guns, and I couldn't hit anything with them. So I thought, you know what, I'm just gonna keep shooting my A5.
All right, well, Rich, the centerpiece I think is of what we're gonna hear from you is about a special event that's coming up, and so I'm gonna kind of let you just kind of take it and run with it, if you will, and okay. Tell us all about it.
This year's Federal Duck Stamp Contest, which is put on, of course, by the Duck Stamp Office of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, will be held in Des Moines, Iowa at Drake University this year on September the 15th and 16th. The contest will be open to the public for the first time in the last 4 years. The last 3 years, it was held at the Duck Stamp Office in Arlington, Virginia. This event was originally scheduled for 2020 to be at Drake and in Des Moines back when Maynard Reese, the famous five-time winning duck stamp artist, was still alive. And believe it or not, he was still painting. However, he died in 2020, not because of COVID, but I guess old age finally caught up to him at 100. But that was one of the reasons. And this is the place where Ding Darling was from. He worked for the Des Moines Register as a cartoonist. And of course, he got nominated or appointed, I should say, to the forerunner of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service by President Roosevelt back in the 30s. And it's because of him that we have the duck stamp. It was his idea. And of course, he painted the first one, scribbled it on a on a garbage bag or something. I've heard a lot of stories how he did it, but it was a last minute thing. And so they got the $1 stamp out. And that first year they sold 600,000 of them. Duck hunters, of course, didn't really care for that too much at the time, just like we never care for any kind of new tax, right? It has been the most successful program that the Fish and Wildlife Service government program has ever had. So it's been very successful. It's raised, I think now it's over $1 billion in revenue, and 98 cents of every dollar of that money goes into the refuge system. There's 500 federal refuges in the United States, and 98 cents of every buck goes to those refuges for management. There's no salaries paid out of that. This is all money that is used for the benefit of the refuges. So it's a direct, the duck hunters should be glad that they have a stamp. And I know it's $25 now, where, you know, at first it was only a dollar, but in my opinion, and a lot of other hunters, I think it's actually time for another raise for it.
Yeah, I think absolutely. If they'll do a kind of a phased in or an occasional increase instead of waiting like they did for many, many years,
and taking
the big jump, that makes it kind of a shock to everybody. But that means it's just there's no better investment that you can make. And in fact, I always tell people through the magazine and in person, you know, buy two. Buy one, put it away, and buy another one for your, you know, to put in your pocket with your name across the front of it, as you're supposed to. And it'll do twice as much work for us. And there's no better investment. So,
isn't any better investment than that.
So we're going to meet at Drake University in Des Moines, Iowa, on the 15th and 16th of September. And that is leading into a kind of a premier event or at a special location on that campus. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's going to be held at the Olmsted Center on the campus. The Darling Institute, the Ding Darling Institute, is based at Drake University, and so they are helping put this event on. There's going to be a lot of Darling items that'll be displayed. Maynard Reese's sons will be there with the original 5 duck stamp paintings and some more of Maynard's paintings that he did over the years.
Uh-huh.
Maynard Reese exhibit. There'll also be a Bob Hines exhibit. Bob was the artist for the number 13 duck stamp back in 46. Mm-hmm. And he was actually the head of the duck stamp office for a long time with Fish and Wildlife. So there'll be a display of his work there as well. So having all three of them in one place is kind of unique just in itself.
Uh-huh.
In addition to that, there'll be vendors displaying decoys and different items for sale. And also the National Duck Stamp Collectors Society will be there, which I'm a member of, and the past vice president of the organization.
Uh-huh.
That is a group of avid duck stamp collectors. A lot of us have been collecting duck stamps for a long time. My dad got me started back in the 50s in it. So, and then we had a wildlife art gallery for 30 years back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s when nobody could get enough wildlife art. Seemed like everybody couldn't get enough of it, but of course, that market has changed a lot now with the younger generations. But getting back on the event, there'll be we got a couple films that's going to be shown throughout in the Olmsted Center. There's a theater there, and these films will be free. Everything is free to the public. The films are going to be America's Darling. It's a story about Ding Darling, And the second one is the new video that is done called Wings Over Water. That's showing throughout the country right now, but it's only showing in places where they got the big screens. So on Omnimaxes and things like that. So this is an actual event where people who don't live close to one of those, they'll have the opportunity to go see this film there. It's very well done. It was put out by Max McGraw from up in north of Chicago. And should be that in itself is a good drawing card for the event.
Now, can just any old Joe come to these events?
Everybody's welcome. It's free, and it's a great event. I mean, I think there'll be a lot of people there. And like I say, the contest, of course, is the main event. Uh-huh. It's both Friday and Saturday. Friday is the judges go through all of the designs, which is also going to be live streamed, so anybody can get on the Fish and Wildlife Service site and watch the actual contest.
Uh-huh.
Friday is the in and outs. If you get three ins, then you move on to the second round, which will be on Saturday. And then Saturday, the five judges give you a point score, which is either, you know, 1 to 5. And of course, one artist will be crowned the winner for the 91st duck stamp,
mm-hmm.
which will be the 2024-25 federal duck stamp.
Rich, let's take a break right there, and we'll come back with more about the duck stamp events, and then we want to talk about the duck stamp art and wildlife art business and what's happened to it, okay?
Sure.
All right, we'll be back after this. This is 870 The Flyway.
Hey, did you hear? The 69th annual Sumner Wild Goose Festival is Friday and Saturday, October 27th and 28th. Wow, for nearly 70 years now, the Goose Festival has been a big time in a little town.
The Wild Goose Festival? Isn't that a celebration for opening the hunting season?
It's a great family event, too. A fall festival, jam-packed with fun things to do and see, in a safe little town where the kids can run and explore.
What activities is the Goose Festival gonna have?
There's one heck of a parade, and both KC Wolf and the Chiefs cheerleaders will be bringing the excitement and thrills of our world champion Kansas City Chiefs to the festival.
And a petting zoo of exotic animals and music and a duck calling contest and...
Yep, and games for kids of all ages, handmade artisan treasures.
Will they have yummy foods of all kinds?
Autumn treats like local pecans. I can already smell the cinnamon.
That settles it. On the last Saturday in October, our whole family is heading to Sumner, Missouri. The 2023 Sumner Wild Goose Festival. For a big time in a little town.
There was a time when ducks and geese darkened the skies. When iron men with shotguns of walnut and steel, coats of canvas, and carved wooden decoys enjoyed golden days afield for unbelievable waterfowl hunting. Duck Hunting Traditions brings you all the best of those times. Duck Hunting Traditions is lovingly handcrafted by and for all of us who feel sometimes like we were born in the wrong century. If you love the old school ways and traditions of duck hunting, the old shotguns, decoys, and gear, and the legendary places and stories, then we've built a magazine just for you. 6 issues, just $29 at duckmags.com. Or send a check to Traditions, Box 1, Huntsville, Missouri, 65259.
And we're back with Rich Houck, who's talking with us about the Drake University and the J.N. Ding Darling Institute's big event coming up in September about the federal duck stamp, around the federal duck stamp contest.
Darling also founded the National Wildlife Federation as well.
The Institute is hosting the events September 15 and 16. The location for that and the duck stamp contest is underway there. And anybody off the street who wants to attend is interested can go. Is there an admission fee for that? Or
no, there's not. Everything is free. And
is it?
Someone cannot go. They can join on the Fish and Wildlife Service website and do the live stream and watch the whole thing on their device, their computer, and see the whole judging as it goes on.
Right. Very cool.
Judging on Friday will probably be from around 10 o'clock till noon. It's only a couple hours. The judges go through them pretty quick. I was fortunate enough to be selected as a judge last year. And that's a once in a lifetime deal. You can only do it once.
Yeah. What an honor. Tell us about that.
Well, being involved with the Duck Stamp Collector Society since it started back in 1992, my wife and myself, we always go to these events. We've been going to the contest for several years, and we also go to every year's first day of sale event. This year it's held in Memphis. It's always on the last Friday of the month of June, and the artist, the winning artist, of course, is there to sign stamps and first day covers and that for collectors. And so I've been involved in stamp collecting and selling duck stamps and prints for my whole life, but started back in the 70s. And Illinois, our first state duck stamp was in 1975, and at the time, we were the fifth state to have a duck stamp. Missouri joined in 1979, and they actually only went for 18 years, and then their program ended, and they went to the, like a lot of states have, they went to the electronic version. Now, the federal duck stamp, there's a bill up right now to go to an electronic stamp, still keep the hard copy stamp, but it'll make it so much easier for waterfowl hunters, especially hunting in remote areas and traveling to clubs. And, you know, there's not always a Walmart or a post office nearby, especially at the hours that duck hunters may have forgot to buy their stamp. And it's going to be an incentive for new people to get involved, that, you know, you want to ask your buddy, hey, let's go duck hunting tomorrow. Well, I don't have a duck stamp. Well, you can just get online now and buy it. You know, that bill is still in the Senate. I think it's going to pass. I don't know when that'll happen, hopefully before the season. But I wasn't a big proponent of it at first, but the reason they're doing it, I understand. I just hope that they continue to do the hard copy stamp.
Right.
They've had that for, this will be the 91st year, next year coming out, that they're judging. But the new one's out now. And so there's 90 actual stamps. And so hopefully they'll have both.
Right. I agree.
They sell right now they're selling 1.5 million duck stamps a year. And that's been consistent for the last few years. Now, that's not how many duck hunters there are. There's only around 1 million duck hunters.
Right.
And then they're trying to get that number established more correctly than what they're guesstimating. What they're doing now is they're using the state's hunting licenses and people doing their state stamps to kind of decide how many federal stamps duck hunters are actually purchasing. What they also need to understand is if the duck hunters are buying 2/3 of them, there's still 1/3 of these stamps being sold on wildlife refuges,
right,
that people can purchase to attend a wildlife refuge with no fees, because a lot of the wildlife refuges in the country have a daily fee.
Right.
And if people are going to use wildlife refuges consistently, they can buy a duck stamp. And when they do that, that gives them permission to use the refuge. So there's a lot of them sold there. And there's also a lot of them sold to crazy duck stamp collectors like that we buy lots of them every year.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. That's a whole nother, really a whole nother broadcast.
That's a whole nother realm.
If you don't mind, I'd like to talk with you and your folks about that sometime too, here on 870 The Flyway.
Sure.
Yeah. Let's take a short break and we'll be back with Rich Houck.
From the shocker to the band hog, every Caliph call gives you an advantage nobody can match. The backing of 3-time world champ, Barney Caliph. Whether on the flyways or on the contest stage, Caliph calls are for folks who want to call ducks, not customer support. Own yours now at caliphcalls.net.
870 The Flyway. We're back with Rich Hack. We're talking duck stamps. He's the man in the know. I'm going to ask you a question that I've always heard, you know, in duck blind conversations and everything, that winning the duck stamp competition, the federal duck stamp competition, was automatically $1 million payday plus. Is that true? Was that ever true, or is it true now?
Yes, sir. It was back in the 70s and 80s. It was. And to kind of verify that, in 1982, when David Moss won with his canvas back painting, the judges had to judge over 2,000 entries that year.
Wow.
And it was definitely worth $1 million. And the reason it was, the Fish and Wildlife Service gives the winning artist a sheet of stamps. That's all they really receive. But back in that, during that time when Moss won in 82, and of course the late 70s and all through the 80s, the wildlife art boom was going on, and you know, they were doing 20,000 prints, and the artist gets a royalty for his signature on every one of them. So it was $1 million, the $1 million duck. There's a movie out on that, by the way.
Right.
Now today, by today's standards, not so much. The artist, it is lucrative still for an artist to win. The last several years, there's been right at 200 entries. There's maybe six or eight of the artists, federal duck stamp winning artists, that still enter every year. Mm-hmm. The Hopman brothers, of course, we all know who they are from Minnesota. And they're very consistent winners in the contest. But the way it works is when you win, you have to sit out for 3 years. So which makes it kind of opens it up to other people to try to have a chance to win, which I think is good. I actually think they need to change that to 5 years. But that's just my opinion.
I agree.
But back when Moss won in 82, it was $1 million payday for him, for sure, because it also opened the door for him to the artist, not only on the popularity stage, but it also got him more commissions to do from collectors. By today's standard, the duck stamp is worth, and I've talked to several of the artists here that have won in the last 10 years. Right now it's probably worth about $150,000 to an artist, which is not a bad chunk of change, believe me, but it's more of a prestige thing to the artist to win it. And the reason I say that is, you were talking about flat art. The flat art market is not what it once was. And once the duck stamp, state duck stamps, started ending their programs and going to a electronic stamp, a lot of those state programs kind of went by the wayside with their print programs. And so a lot of people got a bad taste in their mouth over that. But the federal program is held its own with the number of prints that it continues to sell. They still sell 10,000 print. They produce 10,000 prints every year. And the reason being is they don't really sell that many, but they have to produce them for matching number sales.
Right.
In order to, you know, sell to a person who's collected a specific number, that he might have one in the 9,000s. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, but he buys every one of them every year. So, right. That's the reason they still produce the same amount of prints. They don't sell that many, and the artist will tell you that. But to give you an idea, back in the 80s, when we were in business, there was 2,500 galleries, wildlife art galleries in the United States selling wildlife art.
2,500.
Today there's 25.
Wow.
So that's the big difference. That gives you an idea right there.
Absolutely. Wow. So that's the art market. At whose doorstep can you lay that trend?
Well, there's a lot of reasons for it.
Was it saturation? Rich?
The saturation point. You got 5,000 Ducks Unlimited dinners,
and right.
You got I don't know how many dinners Delta's got, but they've got a lot too. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of flat art being offered out there. And the collectors from back in the 80s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, they're dying out.
Right.
And I get calls every day from people's families that, well, my dad had this art collection. What am I going to do with it?
You right. know,
how can I sell it? What's the best way to go about it?
Uh-huh.
But it's not what it once was, of course.
Right.
And, unfortunately, but there's a lot of reasons for it, Gardy. Houses that are being built now over the last 15, 20 years, the houses aren't being built the way they used to be. There's no wall space. Everything right. is open floor plans.
Right.
So you got less wall space to hang pictures.
Okay.
And that's had a bearing on it.
Yeah.
The other thing is we're in the computer age. People now that want to get on and look at a piece of art, they can get on the computer and see what that art looks like. They don't have to go down to a wildlife art store and buy it or
go
to a Ducks Unlimited dinner to get in a bidding war with somebody to buy a piece of art.
What's up, Flyway listeners? This is Chad Adams, author of How to Walk in the Marsh, and I'm excited to announce the release of the audiobook for my novel, narrated by the very talented Gregory Kellis, which is now available for download on Amazon, Audible, and iTunes. Here's a small excerpt for you to enjoy.
When we finally eased around the marsh into our pond, we were greeted with the sudden sound of ducks flushing from the water and taken to the air. In the blindness of the early morning, all I could do was listen to them. For a brief moment, even the usual disruptive rumblings from the motor on the back of the boat were turned down to a purring background rhythm that played as a second fiddle to the main melody of shifting, churning wings, filling our ears like something out of an orchestra.
Okay, we're back on 870 The Flyway with Rich Houck, and we're going to talk about our main topic, which is the duck stamp events that are coming up in September at Drake University in Des Moines.
Okay, yeah, the Federal Duck Stamp Contest is open to the public this year for the first time in 4 years, and anybody can attend. It's a two-day event. It's Friday, September the 15th, and Saturday, September the 16th. And a new duck stamp artist will be named the winner on Saturday of the contest. In addition to that, at Drake University in Des Moines, there's going to be a lot of displays, a lot of vendors. There's movies going to be shown. It's going to be a great event for people to attend. And I hope everybody can come out and join us on it. This is kind of a once in a lifetime event this year. They've never had as many activities as what they're going to have this year in the past.
So right, right.
If anybody's interested, Des Moines is the place to be on that weekend.
Is there a website they can go? Folks can go to? Or?
Yes, you can go to the Drake University website, or you can go to the jndarlinginstitute.org website, or you can go to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service website. All of them have got all the information. There's still some time parameters that haven't been established on certain things, but there's going to be a lot of events going on, and it's certainly a great time if anybody's got any kind of interest at all in duck stamps or wildlife art or decoys. There's just a lot of people that's going to be there. So
right, right. Now there are a few of the living duck stamp winners still out there. Obviously, will any of them actually be attending? Do the big folks ever actually show up to these things, or do they?
They will at this event because we're going to honor them at the event. Unfortunately, there's 26 living of the 61 federal duck stamp artists.
Uh-huh.
There's only 61 because a lot of them won more than once.
Uh-huh.
So out of those 26, the average age of those 26 artists is 69 years old. So a lot of them are getting up there. A lot of them, their health is bad. Like David Moss, I talk to him every few weeks and he's not doing real well. So he's not going to be able to attend the event. And unfortunately, but there will be some that has already committed to being there. And so that's another thing. People get the chance to meet some of the artists that's won this contest over the years.
Yeah. And some of the duck stamp heroes out there. Outstanding. Right. Rich, this sounds like an event that any waterfowler should definitely attend and take the youngsters to this, because man, this is our heritage. And if and honestly, I've always said too that, you know, if it wasn't for the duck stamp, we probably wouldn't be hunting ducks as we are in America today. It would probably be more of a European model where, you know, only a few hunt and only a few ducks are there, and et cetera. Definitely something we all should support. I want to thank you, Rich, for being on board with us. And I want to ask you to please consider coming back on in a few weeks and let's talk again about duck stamps. There's so many things to discuss here on 870 The Flyway. We would look forward to that.
All right. Anytime, Gordy.
All righty. Rich Houck, and talking about the Ding Darling Institute hosting this year's Federal Duck Stamp Contest, special events associated with that, September 15 and 16 at Drake University Olmsted Center. That's 870 The Flyway. I'm Gordy Gordon.
This has been a Filmways presentation, darling.
Thank you for listening to today's episode